Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. What a weekend we have to talk about here. So much stuff going on. SummerSlam last night. We have a new WWE champion. Believe it or not, I know it's hard to believe. Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar to win the WWE Championship. Roman Reigns is your champion. He's going to show up on Raw tonight, and if the storylines leading into the match are any indication, I mean, he's got to defend the title tonight. And Brock Lesnar's scheduled for the show, so for all I know, I don't know this, but it would make sense to do Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar free on television tonight. Roman Reigns getting another big win over Brock. It's Brock's final appearance unless he signs a new deal. We shall see what they do on Raw tonight. What did you think of the SummerSlam show? It's interesting. I watched the show. I made some comments about the show. Some people, I guess, misconstrued what I was saying. I thought the way that they did the main event, as far as booking, I thought it was brilliant. That doesn't mean that necessarily I thought that they should have even done the match. I was done with Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. But the point is, if you're going to do it two more times, which they did, and if you're trying to avoid the reaction that you got at WrestleMania, which they were, they had a brilliant idea to try to avoid that problem. And you know what? They did avoid it. You're welcome to hate the match. You're welcome to hate the finish. You're welcome to hate Roman Reigns. My whole point is, for what they wanted to do, forget what the fans wanted, for what they wanted to do to get the reaction they wanted, it was brilliant booking there in the main event. Poll on the website, what did you think of the show? 39% thumbs up, 36% thumbs in the middle, 14% thumbs down, 11% didn't watch. So it's not like I'm a crazy man here, I don't think. I mean, maybe I am. We can talk about SummerSlam here today. If you went to Vegas, what did you think of the Vegas convention? Did you have fun? You can call us about that here today. A lot of other news as well. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Or you can call 844-411-5411. Or you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, sports fans. You love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. SummerSlam is in the books, as is the convention weekend. I want to thank Mike for holding down the fort when I was gone. Lots of stuff going on down there. Lots of stuff going on at SummerSlam. New champions. Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar. Ronda Rousey beat Alexa Bliss. Samoa Joe beat AJ Styles, but it was via disqualification. No title change there. Charlotte, the new SmackDown Women's Champion, beating Carmella and Becky Lynch. And she pinned Carmella. Becky Lynch. So Becky and Charlotte had a big blow-up afterwards. Obviously, Carmella will be owed a rematch. Braun Strowman retained the briefcase, did not cash in at the end, so that's still in play. And a lot of other exciting matches as well. What did you think of the show, Mike?
It was very, very long.
Actually, you know what? It wasn't. It could have been
much
worse.
Yes, it was. Don't try to spin. Look, it was not a horrible show. It really wasn't, but it was a chore. If you sat there and watched the whole thing from pillar to post, including the pre-show, that was a long show. I mean, just look at the reaction that the New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers got. I mean, you can't stay hot for 6 hours, and there's going to be ebbs and flows, and the problem is when it bottoms out, it is very quiet, and it is you're just kind of staring at the clock, and I hate to say it, and that's bad. And it's not the fault of the performers in the ring. It's not like they set the times for things, but You can't go for that long and be able to keep energy throughout the whole thing. It is very, very difficult for them to do. So,
well, here's my point.
It was
on
a
that.
Long show. I'm sorry.
The individual matches
were fine.
The show was too long. But all I'm saying is, they a while ago decided they were going to extend the length of the show, and they told us that these B shows were going to be like 3 to 3.5 hours long, and the very first one they did was 4 hours and 40 minutes long. They overshot their target by 1 hour and 10 minutes. At least this one, they told us it was 4 hours, and they got off the air at 4 hours. That's all I'm saying. It didn't need to be 4 hours. There absolutely, positively, there does not need to be a 2-hour pre-show. That's completely ridiculous. Yeah. But, I mean, you don't have to watch it. But a 4-hour main show, that's asking a lot for people. Especially if you, listen, for a big show like SummerSlam, if you want to have people show up at the building and ring that opening bell and go 4 hours and give them 10 matches, I actually don't have a problem with that. But all those people got to the building 2 hours before the main show started. They had to sit through all of that just nothing. I mean, they had 3 matches, but which of those pre-show matches went more than, let's see what the time was. There was a 7-minute, a 10-minute, and a 6-minute match on the pre-show. So what is that? Help me with the math here. 23 minutes of wrestling over 2 hours. So if you were in the building, there were 23 minutes of wrestling, and the rest of that time, 90 minutes, 100 minutes, you just sat there. You couldn't even hear the panel, and you sat there, and you sat there. And after 2 hours of that, then they started a show that went 4 hours. So yeah, it's hard to maintain a crowd through that period of time. These shows are too long. But I'm just very thankful they didn't go 4 hours and 40 minutes after that opening bell.
And what they did, you know, when the matches started, it's not like anything was awful or anything like that. I mean, the matches were either short or in some cases you had a ending that made you scratch your head, whether that be Randy Orton walking in them and then walking back on Jeff Hardy, or if you are frustrated that you didn't get a clean finish in Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, you can kind of pick those things apart, but the overall show, when you just kind of look at it in a vacuum, they did move things forward. Nothing was offensive, I don't think, in any way.
No.
I thought Ziggler and Rollins was an awesome way to start the show. I think, like you mentioned, it was a very creative way, and from a business point of view, it was a really smart way to end the show. So, I mean, there have been shows where the meat of it, there's been a lot of rotten food that you've been served throughout the whole thing. Everything pretty much worked. The Elias segment was a little bit head-scratching of why they needed to have that, especially on a show that's that long. But, you know, outside of that, you got the Demon, which actually still means something, so that was pretty cool. You're going to have the extension of Daniel Bryan against The Miz, which I'm sure doesn't make some people happy, but I'm okay with that. I have been greatly entertained by this feud, so there's a lot of stuff here to actually kind of hang your hat on going forward.
Hey, listen, for some reason some people, I don't know why, they get really, really upset if we praise anything that WWE does. Well, I hate to tell you this, but I'm trying to be a fair person, and I'm going to give them one other big piece of praise for the show last night. The show was 4 hours long, like almost on the dot, and if you look at every match on the show, this show was perfectly timed out. There was no match, with the possible exception of the Charlotte Carmella Becky Lynch match, which probably could have gone 3 or 4 minutes shorter. Like, it's a three-way match, and we had two long chinlock segments, which we really don't need in a three-way match. There's three people in there, but other than that, the Rollins-Dolph match, 22 minutes. Perfect. New Day versus the Bludgeons, 9:45. Perfect. Maybe could have been a minute shorter, but the last couple minutes was good. Strowman, Kevin Owens, minute 50. They went in there. They had a story they wanted to tell. They got it over with. Perfect. Three-way with the women, 15 minutes. That was fine. Joe AJ, 22:45. Perfect. Miz and Daniel Bryan, 23:30. Maybe you could argue it should have gone shorter, but I really like that match. Apparently I'm in the minority. Finn Balor, Baron Corbin, 1:35. Perfect!
Perfect.
It didn't need to go 1 second longer than that.
Nah.
Nakamura, Jeff Hardy maybe went a little too long, but you know what? If the show hadn't been so long, maybe people wouldn't have been so bored with an 11-minute match. Rousey, Alexa, 4 minutes. Perfect. And Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, 6 minutes, 10 seconds. It was a perfectly timed out show. Nah. So I give him credit for that. Except for the pre-show was terribly timed out.
If anything, in hindsight, Ronda Rousey, Alexa Bliss didn't need to be that long either. I don't think in foresight it needed to be that long, but in hindsight it definitely didn't, because you're almost getting to the point where it's like, okay, stop hurting Alexa now. I know you want to like see this woman get like torn limb from limb, but they kind of did that with Nia too, where it's like somehow Alexa cannot come out baby-faced in this, and it was almost getting to that point before.
But
Ronda,
it didn't get there.
Yeah, it was damn close though. Again, I don't know why. There's this urge to extend some of these matches out a lot longer than they need to be. And obviously this was not Alexa and Nia or anything like that. But, you know, Ronda, she goes in there and rips off the arms of real fighters in 40 seconds. She can rip off the girl who's everybody knows has already got the dislocated arm. She could do that to her in 20 seconds and really be fine with it. And Ronda could walk around and wave. You could have did that for 2 more minutes and people would have been satisfied.
Go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, this is Joe from Mars Plains. I actually want to talk about the Raw Women's Championship match. I think they did it perfectly because they presented Ronda as a complete dominant force that can beat most of the other girls in about like 4 or 3 minutes, just like that. Ronda played her role great. Alexa did good for her role most of the time.
All she had to do was get killed.
And I think it was perfect because they did exactly that. There have been a lot of people online, though. They're not happy with the match, and it's not because Ronda won. They're okay with that. They're not happy because Alexa got squashed the way she did.
Too bad.
Which I just
huh?
That's life. That's the way things go.
She looks good in purple. Like, yeah, why would
think it?
What's the reason?
Because they're fans of Alexa. They thought she should have gotten more, I presume.
Yeah.
Well, she
yeah,
shouldn't have.
They thought that. And they're saying now that Alexa got buried and all that. She didn't get buried.
She didn't get buried.
She's going to be facing Trish at the Evolution pay-per-view. It's garbage.
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. Here's the deal on the internet, everybody.
Buried.
When people say stupid things, just ignore them. Now, unfortunately, I can't because I have a radio show. I got to address some of this stupidity. But in general, like if you're just a fan, if people say stupid things, just ignore them.
Like Frozen, let it go.
Yeah, just let it go. I mean, come on. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Your daughter doesn't sing
they
Frozen.
They buried Alexa. They didn't bury anybody on this show. Maybe, I mean, this Kevin Owens thing is just a different kind of stupid.
Well,
but trying to kill the guy. Like, legit, not in booking. Like, they're trying to kill him and put him in the earth. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to talk about here today. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411 is the phone number. 844-411-5411. You can call the Sports Byline as well, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Text messages, 425-780-7566. We are going to go to the legendary sports byline, Sivan, in New Jersey. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, guys? You know, Brian, usually I don't agree with you very often. You know, not to anything like that. But I thought that Daniel Bryan, Miz match, Miz and, Daniel Bryan match was absolutely phenomenal. I agree with you on that one. One of the hardest things I think WWE has a hard time doing is putting two people in the ring and just having a great disdain for one another. And I really thought they did capture that in this feud. You know, kudos to Miz. I really enjoy Miz's work. I think he's been on such a roll, and hope they can carry him, you know, what he's been going on. And I thought that match was really, really great.
Well, single dudes out there, and even single chicks, find you somebody that rides with you like Maryse rides with Miz.
That's right.
A woman.
That's right. Sivan, I want to thank you very much for the call. I got to say that as far as like match quality, I mean, it was nowhere as good as the top matches on the TakeOver show the night before. But I thought that the story of the match was so good. It was so simple. It was an easy story that played off all of the years that they were feuding with each other. Ryan wanted to punch him in the face. That's it. I want to punch that guy in the face. That's a story. And he tried early and he couldn't do it. And finally he got his hands on the guy and he got to punch him in the face. And then he got to go, and every move that Miz had stolen from him over the years, he did it back to him and he did it better. And all that soft style that he talked about with the Miz, he made him work. He slapped the hell out of him, beat the tar out of him. And then finally at the end, Miz and Mrs. playing off their show, she handed him brass knucks, and Miz punched Daniel Bryan in the face. And he got the pin. It was poetic justice, even though he's a heel. And they can go on from here. They can do more singles matches. They can do stip matches. They can do mixed tag matches. There's a lot of stuff they can do. There's going to be good promos coming out of this. Miz can brag about it. Daniel Bryan can be infuriated, punching walls about it. There's a lot of stuff they could do. I give it a thumbs up. I liked it.
Does this end before the Royal Rumble?
Oh, God, who knows?
I mean, and that's like a legit question, too, because it's easy to look at Survivor Series or around the time of the Evolution show. If you're going to do one mixed tag match of any kind on a show, on the women's show, and I don't know if they will or not, but if you're going to do one, that's not an awful one to do there. It certainly fits for Survivor Series. It could certainly fit for any show leading into Royal Rumble. And I wonder, you know, one, what the plan would be for Daniel Bryan for WrestleMania, because it would take off around the time of the Royal Rumble. But if it's not going to be this feud kind of coming to a head then, which is very much possible, although it's very long for them to try to do something like that. But, I mean, this thing could actually go on. I could foresee for quite some time, because where is there an end in sight right now? Really, there's not one. If Miz gets another two or three wins just to really stick it to Daniel Bryan and drive him further into the ground of questioning himself or whatever it's going to be, I mean, you can easily make that happen. And frankly, even though a lot of people wouldn't like it because they don't like the Miz is an easy one to carry this thing for that long.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
What's happening?
Hey.
I just want to ask Mike a quick question. Now, Mike, you're talking all about Becky turning heel. Now, is she heel or is she kind of in between?
Not in my world. Baby face forever. In fact, she did the right thing. She should have done this a long time ago.
It was designed to be a baby face deal last night, so whatever that means.
Well, they know how that crowd was going to respond, and there was no way. I mean, even if she was the most dastardly person in the world doing it, there was no way they were going to boo her. But, yeah,
well,
I mean, they got a hell of a reaction. The thing that worries me is if there's any truth to any scuttlebutt about Asuka, then you have two people flipping heel on the same side, which I will take some of the effect away from Becky. And we'll see. I'd like to see Becky win the title. I'd like to see them get behind Becky as a character and really make her a focal point of the show. I don't know if they're going to do that, and I don't know even if they do that, does she get the Duke over Charlotte, or does Charlotte hold on to this belt for really quite some time?
Well, Asuka can turn heel because Becky's supposed to be a babyface, so it's not two people.
Well, I want to see this in action after Tuesday. I want to see her actually be, you know, if she's a babyface, okay, that's fine. If everybody's going to play a shade of gray in this, with Carmella being, you know, the most devious person and Charlotte being closer to the blonder end of that scale. But I want to see after that what actually happens here, because if they try to really play her as a heel and they try to put her on the, you know, the devious side along beside the Iconics or something like that, I mean, I don't know. I want to just see her actually be a babyface and be portrayed as somebody who is just fighting for her own, and she's going to stand by herself, which, you know, you're never a true heel if that's going to be the way you do it.
You know what this was, Jim? They did this exact same thing with Bayley and Sasha. Except when Bayley attacked Sasha, Bayley was supposed to be a heel, but everybody cheered her like crazy. And so they figured out, we'll have Becky attack Charlotte, and the exact same thing happened. So now they're doing it to get her over as a babyface.
I don't know if that's what happened, Brian.
I think it is.
You're giving them a lot of faith. I don't know. We'll see.
No, it was exactly how they did it. Literally, it was the exact same storyline.
That's the reaction that they got, but did they actually plan it to be that way?
I believe so.
So you're planning Becky to be a bigger babyface than Charlotte by having her turn on Charlotte in a match with Carmella. And I know
if you watch the TV, that's exactly how they built it up on TV for weeks now. That's exactly how they build it up.
That is giving them a sliding scale of credit. And you're right. That's kind of how it was built. But it was also built in a way that if this was any other era, Becky would be the heel in this.
But it's not any other era. It's this era.
But you're giving, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to give them credit for falling ass backwards into something or for.
No, you're giving them credit for learning from what they messed up on earlier.
I don't believe that they did that. Like I said, I'll wait till after Tuesday to see how Becky is portrayed, and I'll wait for the next couple of weeks to see how Becky is portrayed and how this thing comes off before I give them too much credit on this.
All right, well, I'm giving them all the credit right now. If I'm wrong, I'll let everybody know. But
is this something you learned from Disco? Is this the big-time knowledge that you learned from Disco?
I got
a text
from
someone that made a very good point. How is it that you two goofballs are sitting there teaming on a show called Future Stars of Wrestling?
The show's not called Future Stars of Wrestling. That's the name of the promotion. WWE is called World Wrestling Entertainment. A lot of people would argue it's not very entertaining. What do you want me to do about it?
We're very wrestling-like.
Let's get into some of these text messages here. Did you say Roman will defend against Brock on Raw? Saw an article crediting you with the news. Yeah, because no one can listen in 2018. I never said that. I said they could do that. I said they should do that. I didn't say they were doing that. It's 100% speculation. Both times I talked about it, I said it was speculation. Does anyone even know what speculation means? Person says, is there any truth to the rumor Vince called to end the main event 20 minutes early? I don't know, but I thought that it was perfect the way they did it, so. I mean, if he did, then he made the right call. This person says, why did Stephanie do better than Alexa in her match with Ronda? You can't compare things like this. It wasn't a singles match anyway, it was a mixed tag. There was a lot of stuff going on in that match. Ronda sold more for Stephanie than Alexa. Alexa was buried last night. No, she wasn't. Dude, even know what burying is? That it wasn't being buried last night.
Does Alexa have a hive like Sasha?
I'm waiting for the text about how Ronda sucks. That's probably going to be next. Oh, wow. I always get those after these matches as well. Overall, SummerSlam gets a thumbs up, this person says. The DQ finish in the WWE title match made perfect sense for the storyline, but seemed to fall flat after the New Day match. Besides that, show was easy to watch, nothing overly offensive. People will hate Roman regardless, but he needed to beat Brock eventually. Especially if Brock is leaving, which of course he may not do, but this person here says, I have to say Randy Orton and the Disco Inferno had the easiest duties this weekend. Well, Disco Inferno at least got in the ring and worked. Randy Orton flew to a city, and hey, Disco Inferno lives in the city, so I guess it evens out. Randy had to fly to a city, take off all of his clothes, oil himself up, put on all of his gear, walk down to the ring, walk back to the back, and then redo everything the other way around for the second biggest show of the year.
That's as close as you can come to hitting Lotto without having the ticket in your hand. You just got paid to do nothing. Well,
says,
you had to do something, but that's nothing.
We're getting a few of these, by the way. My girlfriend was over this weekend, caught both NXT and SummerSlam. She is not a wrestling fan, can't name anyone except Ronda and Brock. She had no interest in NXT but enjoyed SummerSlam. I've noticed the very, very mild. See, we always talk about WWE, Ring of Honor, and New Japan, and various other promotions. And there's a segment of the WWE universe, so to speak, that gets very, very upset that anybody could consider any other wrestling in the world any good. They hate to hear about how New Japan's any good. They hate to hear about how Ring of Honor. The only promotion they think that's any good is WWE. We're now slowly starting to get the people that are so deeply entrenched in WWE that now they're turning against NXT, even though it's part of WWE. There's no way NXT's better, they say. The WWE main roster stuff is way better. They come up with every excuse why the praise that we give NXT is unfair to the WWE roster. The shows are taped, they say. They have time to practice their matches. Well, I got news for you. NXT takeovers are live, number one. And yes, the NXT talent does get a chance to go to the Performance Center and work out their matches, but you know what? Everybody on the WWE main roster, they don't go to the Performance Center. They go on the road. And they do the same matches, move for move, on house shows every night. They're practicing their matches, and they have the benefit of practicing their matches before a live crowd, which the NXT stars don't have. So I don't even want to hear this comparison and criticism. It's okay that some shows are better shows than WWE shows. That's okay. Deal with it. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I have this Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Tweet out stuff somewhat regularly. And get some comments, get some likes, get some retweets. Nothing particularly all that special. And then every now and then, I send out a tweet and just goes crazy. Like, I was watching the NXT show on Saturday night, and I tweeted this at 10:52 p.m. Pacific, which would be 1:52 a.m. in the morning on the East Coast. I wrote, in NXT, the championship matches are almost always contested between the best and most talented performers, which results in blowaway matches. On the main roster, the titles are often about gimmicks and trying to get heat, which results in lackluster matches. 99 comments, 796 retweets, 3,700 likes for that one tweet. So apparently I struck a nerve somewhere. And you can imagine the comments that I got about this from the slowly emerging anti-NXT contingent of the WWE Universe. But how unfair it is. The advantages that NXT has over the WWE main roster. I've also got this. I'm going to not waste a lot of time, but I'm going to explain this as quickly as I can, because this person says, Becky wrestled in a fair match and was beat fair and square. She then assaulted her best friend once the match was over. Of course it is a heel turn, or at least they want it to be. My friend, you must watch SmackDown. I'm going to very quickly explain the storyline. Charlotte popped a breast, okay? They didn't talk about that in storyline, but she did. She was off TV for well over a month. Nowhere to be seen. Becky Lynch goes out there every week, and she beats girls. Beats them, beats them, beats them, beats them. She's on a win streak. She wins every single week on television. Finally, she gets put in a match where if she can beat Carmella, she gets a championship match at the pay-per-view. Now, of course, why she should have to beat the champion to get a championship match when she was on a win streak, that doesn't make any sense. But forget about it. She beat her. So it's announced Becky Lynch on a win streak beat the champion in a non-title match. She is going to get her deserved one-on-one match at SummerSlam. So then, like 2 weeks before the show, Charlotte just reappears out of nowhere. And Charlotte waltzes in. She saves Becky. And Paige immediately adds her to the match in a three-way. Charlotte didn't win a single match. She hasn't even been around. She just gets thrown into the match in a three-way. Becky, her character, she loves Charlotte, but she even admits, you know what? I'm a little disappointed that you're in this match now because I earned this match. And now you're in there, my odds go down, and I have to fight my best friend. And they play up the storyline on television. And in the match, Becky is beating up Carmella. She is hitting her with all of her moves. She has the match that she earned and deserved. She has it won. And her best friend flies in and hits her with a move from behind and pins her, okay? In no universe was it unfair, or was it like out of character for Becky to finally snap when this happened. And the fans, they, as soon as Charlotte won, they booed Charlotte like crazy. They chanted Becky's name because the finish played into the storyline, and it was a perfect way to screw Becky and make her a sympathetic character and make people upset with Charlotte. And then when Becky attacked her, they went crazy. It was all by design from the storyline. You shall see on Tuesday if you don't believe me. It was not supposed to be a heel turn. Now, the Bayley thing was just incompetence, but that's another story.
I'm all for Becky Lynch. I am. You know, Becky, who's always had an interesting thing there. Remember when she won the title? And then they immediately tried to take it off of her, even though she wasn't going to be gone for too long. And they still got it off of her anyway because they had their lust to give Alexa Bliss that women's title on SmackDown. And they did that. And Becky's kind of been where she's at ever since. And she has always had a fan base that is far above where her push is. And everything you're saying would be right, except for that's still the exact same way that in the past you would have someone turn heel. They have all of the reasoning in the world to turn heel. They have their excuse, but they still turn heel. And I hope you're right. I hope that they're not trying to, you know, stick that evil upon her, and now she's going to be evil Bexalent Lynch or something like that. But, again, I'll just believe this after Tuesday because, as you mentioned, they have made mistakes and done things that they have not meant to do and gotten reactions they haven't meant to get. So I have trouble believing that they planned anything and actually had it work, and this is some sort of 4D chess that they're playing.
Hey, it was 4D chess in the main event. It was absolutely by design the way they did it, and it was a way better reaction than they got at WrestleMania for the exact same match in New York, where it should have been worse. So sometimes they do things that are not completely idiotic. Not always, but sometimes. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey there, guys. So I want to talk about, because, you know, last night, and I thought the entire time watching the show, and then I heard y'all talk about it on the radio shows also, and just kind of like the lack of crowd heat. And I'm going to just say that I'm 21 years old, so I'm not that old. But, like, I love old school wrestling. I just always have. I don't really have an explanation as to why. I just always have. So, and I'm from Texas, so that's probably an important part of the story also. So, obviously, living here, the big, you know, former regional stars are the Von Erichs. Well, so last night after I watched SummerSlam, I go and I look up, like, the Ric Flair versus Kerry Von Erich matches, the one from 1982 where the Freebirds turned, and then the one where Kerry wins the title, which isn't nearly as good as the first one, but doesn't matter. And it's kind of like the, in a way, what y'all did with the G1, and since y'all watch all these great matches for the wrestling and ruined, you know, you kind of ruined yourself because the WWE matches are just not that good. And I kind of did the same thing because I went and I, you know, watched these matches where these people, and I'm not even kidding, there were banners in the crowd, literally at these matches, saying on the eighth day, God made the Von Erichs. And that's not an exaggeration. Go watch these tapes.
I'm well aware.
These people were so in love with the Von Erichs. And I mean that it was absolutely insane. And I'm serious when I say to you that literally the only three people, not CM Punk, not Daniel Bryan, that have ever gotten that kind of reaction from the WWE audience are Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and possibly as over as The Rock was, not even The Rock.
No, I've been watching all the Attitude Era. The Rock got preposterous reactions. Austin
yeah,
got ridiculous
Warrior
reactions.
Got an incredible
but,
reaction.
Like, Von Erichs were insane. My point is this.
What's
is
your
that
point?
These people, I just want to know, like, I know that wrestling is different now, that it's not supposed to, and I, you know, much to my chagrin, I know people love Kenny Omega and all that kind of stuff. But in, like, you know, 30 years, because my stepdad, who, like...
Okay, well, hold on. What's the point? We got to get going here. What's the point?
I just want to know if wrestling is ever going to be able to produce any stars like that again, where the fans will absolutely live and die with absolute...
Yeah, watch New Japan. I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't mean to rush you, but we got to get to the point here. Watch New Japan's matches. I mean, talk about living and dying with some of these matches. I mean, yeah, you can go back and watch some stuff from the 80s where the fans were invested in the product, in their hometown guys and that sort of thing. But, I mean, if you're trying to tell me that, like, we're not getting reactions, I mean, yeah, you're probably not going to get the Von Erichs in Texas. But you know what? I've seen some absolutely ridiculous reactions to matches in New Japan the last year or two. And if you got the right story, you can get those kind of reactions in WWE. You're going to get them more likely in NXT. But it's about creating the right kind of stars and putting them into the right stories, and it can be done today. It's not the 80s anymore. It's not going to be every show. The way that WWE books, it's much harder to create stars. But every other promotion in the world, watch some of these CMLL shows. Watch some AAA shows. Watch some New Japan shows. I mean, you can create characters like that that the people live and die with. I see it all the time watching wrestling in 2018. And yes, it was very hot back then in the 80s. I saw some ridiculous reactions there, too. I saw reactions. It's different because, I mean, the way that they mic things and everything was different. But I've seen matches from the 80s where the fans are so loud that, like, the mics are peaking. But you know what? The mics were, it was mic'd differently back then.
Dude, and the,
I mean,
the
maybe if you did the same setup, they'd be peaking today.
The emotional investment into these characters and into these people were different because you had people out there that truly believed, at least believed far more than they do today, and were invested emotionally in a different way into those characters. Those Christian boys, those local boys from Texas, those Von Erich boys who were fighting off those southern, you know, infidels in the Freebirds and all of these evil foreigners and rogue gallery that Skandar Akbar and Gary Hart had lined up to try to take out those good Christian, clean living boys. I mean, you can't put that lightning back in a bottle again. Now, what New Japan and what other wrestling promotions do they have the ability to draw a different type of emotion out of their fan base than WWE is doing right now. WWE can still do so. They can have less of an attachment personally, but yeah, you can still get people just as invested into these characters. They just have to go about it, and to me, in a little bit of a different way, which is back to a little bit of that old school way where you build up, whether it's through sport or whatever it is, you build up more faith and more stability in your characters and not having them win and lose so much. There's a lot that goes into that. But yeah, I mean, like, we haven't gotten a reaction. Okay, yeah, in Dallas, we have maybe never gotten a reaction that you had to carry in David again. But don't tell me throughout all of these years that nobody else has had that kind of reaction. People had that kind of reaction of their hometown in their hometowns back then, whether it be Ric Flair in Charlotte or other people in other places. So that's not exactly fair to say. And it's, again, we're pushing 40 years now. At what point do you stop comparing eras? Because you can point out that Pat O'Connor and Buddy Rogers, you know, was a great match. That match took place in 1962. There was still a lot to learn from that. But, I mean, it's hard to take that from 62, look at 02, what guys in Ring of Honor were doing, and play a fair comparison game. It's just, you can't do that.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? It's Jack from D.C. Wanted to bring up the ending of SummerSlam last night with the Universal title match. I know their plan was so Strowman can be out there so the fans won't, you know, hijack the match.
Yes.
I get that. It totally makes sense from a business perspective, but I think it kind of weakens everybody. Weakens Strowman, you know, it weakens Reigns a little bit because he needed that distraction factor. But I think the only way to save this situation is maybe on Raw tonight, you know, have that rematch with Brock and Reigns one-on-one, and then, you know, the announcers will say, okay, Strowman's still recovering, he's not here tonight. You know, the match ends at the very end, Strowman comes out, and then, you know, it creates another distraction factor where, you know, either Reigns retains or Strowman wins, because, I don't know, it just seemed like it weakened everybody's little...
Well, listen, you're absolutely right in a sense, but I want to say something here. So, you're right that, I mean, the fans expected Strowman to still cash in. He just got hit with a briefcase and some chairs. I mean, he's the monster among men. He should be able to just fire up and still get back in there, but he didn't. And the fans were furious about it live, but they went off the air, so you didn't get to see that. I'm sure their idea was, you know, this finish does kind of make Strowman look a little bit weak. So he's going to destroy Kevin Owens in 2 minutes. That's probably exactly why they had him absolutely run through Kevin Owens, to give him as much
Surely.
As they could
yeah.
before he went out there and did that. Now, you're absolutely right. That was a weak finish for that match. There was a distraction. Brock got in the ring. He got speared and pinned. So that's why I believe, I'm not reporting this, I believe that they will probably do a one-on-one match tonight. And Roman will beat him clean in the middle for a second time as Brock is on his way out. Now, what they do to get rid of Braun Strowman so he's not there again tonight, I don't know, but I suspect they'll do something. We'll see what they do on Raw. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Just want to mention this text. Bert says, I think it's funny WWE is getting so much positive feedback on women's wrestling when the two previous champs are straight out of the Divas division. The ladies must still feel it's important. And anyway, he says, the biggest shame is if Nikki versus Ronda headlines the Evolution show. Vince has changed. Vince has not changed. Society has. That's from Daniel. Anyway, yes, the story is it's probably going to be Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella in the main event of the Evolution pay-per-view. No, I have no desire to see that match. But like everything in WWE, whether you like it or not, they're not putting things together because they think that they're going to suck. I mean, they may suck. Often they do suck. But there's a method to their madness. And their whole thing is, we are going to take the biggest mainstream star of the current Women's Evolution era, that's Ronda Rousey, and we are going to put her against the biggest mainstream star of the Divas era. And unfortunately, that is Nikki Bella. Like, these total Divas, total Bellas, I mean, they don't do raw numbers, but they do hundreds of thousands of viewers. And the show's been on the air for a long time. Like, if you ask your average person on the street if they know any WWE women that aren't Ronda Rousey, I mean, the name that probably will come up most is going to be Nikki Bella.
Trish Stratus.
No, Nikki is bigger than Trish Stratus.
Lies.
It's just a fact, unfortunately. And they can do all the storylines for Total Divas. They can do all the storylines for Total Bellas. Ronda Rousey is going to be all over those shows as they lead to this match over the next year or so. There's a method to this madness. You don't have to like the match. You don't have to want to see the match. I don't want to see it. I'm just telling you that's why they're doing it. We're out of time. I want to thank y'all for listening here today. We'll be back tomorrow with more Raws Tonight. Check it out. Thanks, Mike, for the whole weekend. Thanks, everybody in the studio, callers and listeners. My main man, Dom. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.